Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. So it's the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus Toy Drive Week. We want to thank Alexander from New York for donating $25 last night.
Thank you.
Yay.
And thanks to Corinne in Wallingford for donating $100 on Saturday.
Corinne. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Corinne.
Corinne.
You can go to WPLR.com or 959thefox.com right now and make a donation.
Do it!
All right, let's go to the Water Doctor Hotline, and we're going to play a round of Rate the Reporter. Margo Farrell is on. Farrell.
Good morning.
I always say it Farrell, but it's Farrell.
You might give me that flair.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. We have a clip of you from Instagram. Right?
Oh, boy.
This is.
I know what show this is going to be.
I believe this Tuesday morning, we had that heavy windstorm last Monday, and a tree fell over, and this big giant ball just of roots just came up, and then there was this divot. And Margo thinks, wouldn't it be a good idea to get in the divot?
For perspective.
Yeah.
Right, get in the divot, yes.
All right, here's the audio.
Lights on Fisher Hill. Okay, I'm gonna do a stand-up close.
And she sunk.
Down goes Margo.
And that looks like there's suction, or like she can't get her leg back up.
Oh, boy.
She's like leaning over, trying to get her balance again, and every time she shifts, she just sinks deeper.
Did you lose your poop?
Bill, stop!
No one's helping her, by the way.
The cameraman just letting this roll. Yeah. I'm sitting there. I called it like a quicksand mud. I was nervous. I was like, either my foot's going to come out of this shoe or I'm going into this pile of mud. So I was like trying to move slowly. I'm coordinated to begin. I'm uncoordinated to begin with. So why I had the brilliant idea of standing in a mud pile, I don't know. I don't know. Let's blame it on COVID brain, right? It's been months and months and we're all in this phase.
This will be a good shot 5 seconds later. This was a bad idea.
Yeah, really. Where's my shoe?
At least it wasn't live. You could hear there was a tiny little word that may have slipped out of my mouth as I was going under.
It happens.
I don't know. This
You're
is
allowed
safe.
To.
I like that laugh. It sounds like
a porpoise.
Like a chipmunk.
That's what my boyfriend said. He's like what are you? What? Why are you laughing like that? I said, what else do you do in that situation? Like, I couldn't even breathe. I was like, this is my life. My cameraman literally was like, I think I'm going to put a plastic. I literally thought I was going to put a plastic bag under your rear end and be like, that's how I was going to take you back to the station. He was envisioning me being covered in mud.
You're right.
Like a porpoise, right? I want to throw a fish.
It's like, like she's in a pond and she became an otter.
Right.
Yeah. Right. No, but that story, I don't want to laugh too hard. I mean, it was funny. And the only reason why I felt comfortable posting it was because the community actually came out, you know, the giving spirit. You guys are talking about your toy drive. And unbelievable, they got that tree, which I'm 6'1", and it towered over me. So the root of that tree was probably around 8 feet tall. It was enormous. And the community came out all for free, just donating their services because they love this tradition, the Festival of Lights in South Glastonbury. And by that night, it was back up and running. So I felt a little bit better.
Incredible.
But
Hold on, they pulled the tree back up?
Oh, they got it. They removed it. They got landscapers and stuff. Yeah, no, they didn't just like prop it
they
back up.
They replaced it with Margo.
I was like, don't stand next to
it.
They put Margo there instead. Here, hold these lights.
Margo, in that shot, when you're standing in that, the basically a pond made by a fallen tree.
There's
two wires going by. Are those ropes or are those electrical wires?
Oops.
You know, in hindsight, not really sure what they were. I don't think they were electrical wires. I think they were some of the light wires. I mean, yes, I guess it would be electrical, but some of the stuff.
I know. Yeah. I'll bite these wires to keep myself from sinking.
There is so much going on in that short Instagram clip. She's in the water near electric wires.
Right.
I'm like, wow, this is...
Yeah, well, if you want to, like, scroll even further past in my outtakes on my Instagram, I mean, then Friday we went to cut down a tree. I was successful in cutting down a 6-foot tree, hoisted it up above my head, so proud, and then when they told me to put it on the truck... I just fell right down a hill with the tree over my head. So that's another good
Did you ride the tree down? That'd be cool.
Maybe you should stay away from the trees for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Probably a good idea.
Yeah, I know. Last week was really a week for me. I'll say that much.
Try desserts instead.
Well, we thank you so much for coming on. And you love this time of year, right?
It is my absolute favorite time of year. I always tell people my birthday is August 22nd. And August 23rd on, it is the holiday season for me. I love Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas, Hanukkah, you name it, the new year. This is really the best time of year. And I think with 2020, it's been tough on everybody. And I was just talking with one of my co-anchors earlier on the desk saying, you know, it's interesting to see how many people have come together to find new traditions and new celebrations. But there's still that one thing that we can all do. And, you know, hopefully we can do is just pick up a little something extra when we're out there, the toy drive. Any of the toy drives that happen every time of year, they always go so far for the kids in need. And this is a magical time of year, and it's obviously going to be very different for the kids as well. So this is really cool that you guys are doing this. You're sticking to it, and you're going to make a lot of kids happy on that very special day, literally my favorite day of the year.
Margo is on, and you were a big Barbie fan, right?
Oh, boy, yes. I actually won't let my parents throw the box away. I'm, convinced if ever I have a daughter down the line or whatever, I want to give them away. So I have probably 200 Barbie dolls. And literally every Barbie that's come out, I have her. And this one year in particular, there's another photo, and I'll put it back as a memory on my Instagram. But the life-size Barbie doll came out that year. And so, of course, I wanted her. And I mentioned I'm 6'1". I've always kind of been a giant. And when my size Barbie was under the Christmas tree, I was so excited. And I held her up next to me. And I'm about a head and a half taller than her at that point in time. So, obviously, it was not she was not my size. She was the size of the average 6 or 7 year old. But I was so excited, no less. But there's the funniest picture where my face just kind of looks like mood of 2020, just like figures. I'm so much taller than her. That's probably like one of my most memorable gifts. I mean, I loved that doll, but I was like, of course I'm not her size.
This is the Barbie you could put in a passenger seat in a high occupancy.
You can,
right?
That thing was a couple feet tall. It was like a human size, a small human size.
Yeah. DOT, yep, big time.
Well, thanks so much for coming on and being guest number one on the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive Week. Thank you, Margo.
Absolutely, kicking it off. Hope it goes well. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Margo Farrell.
Love that laugh.
I love that. She's a treat to watch on Instagram, by the way.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's always that. You know, like they could have you know how we have Flubble Friday?
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Margo Monday.
Margo Monday. Yeah. From the Water Doctor Hotline, our old pal, John McCarthy, owner of Rock House School of Music in West Haven in Wallingford. Hey.
How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Happy Toy Drive.
Yeah. Yeah, here we are. It's awfully quiet. A little bit quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cricket's not musical.
Start ringing those phones for you guys.
That's right. And
it's
we don't.
Great cause
you don't even have to call.
We always love being a part of it.
Yeah. You don't even have to actually make a phone call.
No.
Yeah. You just go right online.
Exactly.
So John helps us every year. He brings his students down. They perform and
wakes up early. Gets right. Over there.
he's
half asleep.
He's helped us connect with Living Color last year.
That was great.
He's been really great to us.
Yes, thank you so much.
We appreciate all your help.
You're our gift.
What is it that we have now that we're going to play?
Well, we did a bunch of the students did a few a cappella songs. We recorded them down at Horizon Music in West Haven. Vic Steffens donated some studio time for the kids. And Heather Lee and Jen Durkin from the school of two instructors worked with these kids for the last couple months. And the kids are as young as 8 years old.
Wow.
And they did these a cappella songs, and they worked really hard. And they always look forward to being a part of the toy drive. And you know, thank you so much for what you guys do for the community.
It's our honor to have you. I appreciate the effort to all the kids and the parents.
Thank you.
Thank you. So what is it we're going to hear right now?
Well, we did Carol the Bells and AJ's favorite, Lion Sleeps Tonight.
What?
Okay, that's Friday.
That's it.
Oh. But we're going to play Carol the Bells now.
Won't be here Friday.
Seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere.
man. I think now they're done. Holy cow.
Wow.
Can you imagine us trying to record that? It would take 5 years.
Seriously.
I mean, like, ding, fast, flip, ding, long, dong, ding.
Some of the 8-year-olds sound really mature, too. That one deep voice.
Yeah, <I know>.
Wow. That's some 8-year-old.
That was great.
They call him Tuba.
Not easy.
Yeah.
All right, John.
Yeah, they look so forward to doing that for you guys and for the community. And
they're great.
Awesome job.
And yeah, they usually are waking up so early and getting down there and drinking a lot of coffee at Jordan's, and it's always an exciting time. You guys, the toy drive is such an awesome time.
Yeah, and we're not going to let a 100-year pandemic get in the way of collecting toys and cash for kids.
Absolutely not.
Right. Go to the radio station website to donate, and there's an auction page, too, some great items that you make a donation. You can walk away with that. It's a gift for you or a gift for someone else. John McCarthy, owner of Rock House School of Music in West Haven, Wallingford. Thank you. Thanks to the kids. Thanks to the parents. Appreciate it. All right, so my buddy Rudy Loops, who I've known since the 80s, is on the phone now. He heard something happen last week and said, sign me up.
So he just said, oh, God?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right, good morning.
Just wake up.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey, Chaz, that donation is from Karen and Rui, by the way.
I'm sorry.
You know, so probably... that's all right. Just making sure that the woman gets credit because, you know, I like to keep getting some. And, you know, she's
getting
part of my
some
world.
What?
Dinner.
Money. She helps win the bread, man. She helps win the bread. And by the way, just real quick, I wish I hit Powerball last night or maybe Saturday. Because I would like to donate more. I can't, but I wish I could, just to have AJ not sing that song.
So, I can be bought.
Wait, now you're donating specifically to the fund for the $10,000 to get the governor sing, right?
Yeah, so I'm donating to the toy drive, man. I just want the kids to get toys. But, you know, it's all, you know, I used to work for Save the Children. You know, I love kids. Karen and I love kids. And the thing for us, man, is, you know, we've been really blessed this year, whereas so many people have not, right? I mean, COVID and all this crap that went on this year. And so we're just really blessed. But the problem we've had is, you know, it's kind of bittersweet. We've had jobs throughout, so we're real busy and not a chance to really go and do something great for kids like you guys. I mean, this is just a phenomenal event every year. And so this year we were like, all right, you know, let's get a donation out there and at least try to help that way. And I hope more people can do it.
You know what Rui said to me last week?
What did he say?
He called me up. He says, I want to donate because I don't feel good. I feel like I've been in this bubble and I haven't had a chance to do anything good.
Oh,
I need to do something good.
It's good.
And I thought, wow, what a great, yes, that's, you know what? You put your finger on it. Like, yeah, me too.
Right.
And how much are you donating?
$1,000.
Karen, we're going to get this right, damn it. Give us money.
$1,000
to the toy drive.
To the toy drive.
He did ask for no song.
Rui and Karen, give us money. For the tie drive. This is going to get annoying real quick, isn't it?
That one was more believable. You didn't
practice. Hold on a second. AJ.
What?
AJ.
What?
Oh, AJ, please hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
AJ, I love you. I love you, man. I love you. You know I love you, right?
But
I want to hear the governor sing, not you, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did it.
You're right.
Rui, thank you, my brother. I appreciate
thank you.
It.
It's our pleasure, and I wish we could do more, but I really hope...
That's an amazing donation.
I would have sang twice as hard.
And please thank Karen for us.
Absolutely, man. Love you all.
Love you all.
Happy toy drive.
Thank you, buddy.
Back at you.
Shay Roscoe is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of the Lower Nugatuck Valley. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
Good morning.
Thanks for doing what you do.
Yes.
So important.
Thank you for doing what you're doing. This is amazing, especially at this time of year and 2020 to boot.
How is it harder for you guys this year? I mean, it's kind of a stupid question, but...
Yeah, it's much harder. It's a little different this year. But it's, I think it's a lot harder for our kids who have been missing out on so much this year, mainly school. They're at the club every day doing their schoolwork with our staff members as opposed to in their classroom. So wearing their masks, they don't have birthday parties to go to, their sporting events are all canceled. So this year, the toy drive means a little more than it normally does.
Yeah.
We have a donation and I think a bid on an auction that just came in, Ashley.
We do. So George bid on the Bernie Williams signed guitar. He bid $525.
Wow.
Nice.
What?
Very nice. What?
That's great.
That's amazing.
Well, the starting bid is $300, so I love when people just say, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. I want this. It's going above and beyond
well, it's
here.
For something good. So.
Exactly right.
Wow. Thank
the win-win.
You. And then what was the donation?
Yep. Keith in New York donated $100 to the toy drive.
Oh, wait. Keith gets a song.
That's
Keith in New York. 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 $100. $100 to the toy drive. To the toy drive. To the toy drive. That will buy children some nice toys now. For the toy drive. To the toy drive! To the toy drive! To the toy drive!
I love how he doesn't care that there's no music. He's
no,
just
going
to keep on going.
I'll sing over you. I don't care. Right. Doing traffic.
I'm shaking my head like, okay, finish, please. And he won't stop.
AJ, you sound fantastic.
Thank you so much. See you, Lywell.
Shay, thanks for all the work you guys do over there. I mean, it's really, you guys
Thank you. I got to tell you, I just had a parent call me yesterday, which they normally don't call us. We usually call them and tell them that we'll have some presents. But one of the parents called because she's really stressed out because she doesn't have a job right now and was hoping that we would have these Christmas miracles again as we did last year for her. So I was very happy to tell her that we will, all thanks to you guys and the toy drive and your tribe. So thank you and keep up the great work. We're going to be giving out over 500 toys to children this year that would probably not receive a gift otherwise.
Well, thank you, Shay.
Thank
and,
you.
Fingers crossed here. Hopefully we have a good week. Thank you, Shay.
Thank you, guys. Keep up the good work. Thanks for having us on.
Paul Mercurio from The Late Show with Stephen Colbert is on the show now on the Water Doctor Hotline. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Hello.
Is AJ having a stroke? What is that?
It's possible.
That's every day.
My arm's going numb. Does that mean anything?
I'm never going to hear that song again the same way.
Thank
ever.
You. I ruined Christmas for you.
No, what's exactly. horrible is every time I hear someone's name now, like,
it fits.
Yeah. Jim and Derby.
Jim and Derby.
Right.
Yeah.
He wouldn't get pulled over.
Paul Mercurio.
Paul Mercurio. Yeah. From the Late Show. He's a writer.
Well, I'm going to have that song on my head for the next 25 days.
He can't sue me.
It's been a tough year with COVID and all. Understatement.
Yeah.
But you got COVID.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah.
You know, you're one of those healthy people, and you're not in the age group or the, you know,
really powder on
at
you
risk,
think, yeah.
but you're still struggling with it.
Yeah, I got joint pains. I got to go for MRIs on my elbows later this afternoon.
Oh.
It's like, yeah. And then my left ring finger is like stiff. It's like straight all the time.
You've got joint pain. You've got joint pain in your elbows, in your elbows, in your elbows. See a doctor. See a doctor. See a doctor. See a doctor for your elbows. He's got joint pain in both his elbows. See a doctor. See a doctor. See a doctor. See a doctor.
See, I want to help, but I just don't know where you're going.
Yeah, you have no idea.
You just made the pain worse. Literally, I got pain in my knees now.
When he had to put his hands over his ears, he hurt. Ow! Ow!
Exactly. I can't pull my right hand away from my ear because I can't get my elbow.
I'm going to take up smoking just to put cigarette butts in my ears when you sing.
All right. right. Yeah, so we were just reflecting on, you know, we're raising toys here and cash for toys for kids who, you know, without it, well, you know, they're just not going to have a holiday. Do you remember any of the toys you got when you were a kid?
Yeah. I mean, they all sucked. It was like not, if you're going to give a gift, we give the toys. I give cool gifts, gifts that kids, little kids want. We got lame stuff all the time.
Oh, give us an example.
Like a Ferrari?
Here's what not to give.
Yeah, what?
Well, like I was 11. I rounded a guitar in the worst way. They gave me a guitar, nice mahogany color, shiny. I flip it over, no back. Had no back
on it. A backless guitar.
Yeah, I kept my socks in it. It was like, and I'm not making this up. They got me 2 years later, I was 13. They got me a 10 speed bike, like a white. It was used. So it was always, everything was used because like we weren't poor. They just wanted to save money. It was a 10-speed bike. Only 3 of the speeds worked.
Oh.
I'm not kidding you.
Right.
Yeah.
Is this like a Rodney Dangerfield bit?
And it was the speeds nobody wanted to use, like, you know, 7 through 10.
Hey, I got a 10-speed bike. I only had 3 speeds. I'll tell you. Things were tough, I'll tell you.
Instead of a huff, it was a hurry.
I got a guitar. I didn't even have a back on. I put my socks in. I'll tell you, things were tough.
I had a shwoo with only one end on it. I tell you, it was tough.
I don't know if you're being
but
truthful.
It's true. I'm not doing a bit. I'd rather hear him say hallelujah all over.
I can't put my ring finger down. I tell you.
Be careful what you wish for on this show.
And then when I was get clothes, like it was really mostly clothes, and they were like dorky, like
Sears Tufkins.
Yeah, I got
Argyle sweaters.
Oh, Sears Tufkins were the worst because they had a pad on the inside of the knee.
Right, I got Sears Tufkins Husky. They were always Husky pants. That was the size.
Right,
Husky.
Because they couldn't say fat.
Yeah, they should have, like, when you're a little impressionable kid, you don't want Husky on your pants. That's like, you might as well just have, like, fatty, fat, go on a diet fat pants. Like,
right.
That's like, you don't want that. I have, like, a warehouse full of, like, chocolate brown Sears Husky tough skin pants. Like, that's what I get every year.
You know what the worst part is?
Still?
When you go to buy the pants, your mom would have you try them on, and she always did the thing where she stuck her hand right by the back of your pants to make sure you had room.
Your mom was grabbing your ass?
Not grandma. She'd, like, just, like, shove her hand, like, not down my ass, but, like, just, like, stick the front part.
Sounds
like,
weird to
Where
me.
Is this right. going, AJ?
No one's quite sure, actually.
Mom would slide her hand down the back of your pants.
Probably going to Dr. Phil. Says here your mom used to shove her hand down your pants.
Yeah.
Say something for fitting. Your tough skins.
My mom would do that with the front of my pants. It was weird.
I know. Everybody's mom had a different... Your mom was a southpaw. Nice. Like Rocky.
Absolutely. And did you get a regular clothes? I would always get a regular clothes. Like, and she'd go like, oh, they're just like the regular clothes.
Yeah, but one arm's longer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah, like short sleeve suits. Like, that's what I would get. Like, it was ridiculous.
Or they'd be like 8 buttonholes and 7 buttons. And like, trying to figure out how to put it on. Yep. Like a connect the dots. Always got it wrong each time.
Why don't we have that? Suits for summer. Short pants and like short sleeve jacket.
Right. Exactly.
That's hysterical.
Because we look like mountain people from like the Sound of Music.
Oh, la-la-la-hoo. Be very comfortable.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Don't just wear onesies.
You want to look fashionable, but like stay cool and calm and everything else. That's the way you go. You know, it's like it was like ridiculous. And then she'd always leave the tags on. Did your mother leave the tags on with the price on it?
Yep.
Like a bargain. Yeah.
It was not ready to commit fully to this. Store.
Yep.
Right. In case you want to return.
No, I'm sure.
And you'd peel back all the discount labels on to see what the real price was.
Exactly. It was marked down like 7 times. Just how special you were at Christmas. Right. It sucked.
$9.99, $8.99, $7.99. Ah, crap. Really?
Exactly.
The countdown to your...
Please put your hands on the front of my pants again. Right. Please. It was
like... I'll show you a tough skin.
Paul Mercurio on. You know why your parents gave you crap? Because... You just complained about everything. Like, there's nothing we can give this kid.
Right. He's going to complain 20 just years from now anyway. Screw it.
Or you know what? It became a holiday function. Like, watch this.
He's going to complain about this one. Really? Where the opposite box and sees the tough skins, the brown ones. Corduroy.
I got him 3 pairs of Husky pants.
He's going to get a whistle as he walks down the street.
Wait until he sees this short sleeve suit.
Right. If you get him to run, he'll burst into flame.
From the friction.
Why do I call in? I knew you were going to turn this on me. It's not me.
No, not you.
This
no,
on
no.
Me.
The guy next to you. The guy next to you.
Definitely not you.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to...
You would see these... All right, man.
Yeah, we're going to...
Go give gifts, everybody.
Hey, get off the phone. No, just kidding. Paul, thanks. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, we love you, man.
Keep on top of it. And
hope to see you soon.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for coming on, brother.
Same
we
here.
Appreciate it.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Don't do that.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Paul McCurry. Mercurio. Happy holidays. Sears Tufskins. Brown Sears Tufskins.
Hey, Jim Bozzi's on the phone. Good morning,
feel
sir.
Feel free.
I, you know what? I was just going to say that. I will donate anything.
Anything.
To turn his mic off.
What's in it for me?
The mic off completely. Mic off.
What's in it for me?
You know what?
I mean, oh, my God.
Man, if you could donate anything, boy, we'd love it if you could donate some of these experiences with Santa. That would be really cool.
I will, because it is something that, this little side project I'm working on for the season that, you know, I can't give you concert tickets, which normally we would be doing right now, and I'd love to do that. But for now, this SantaTheExperience.com is something that your kids are just going to never, ever forget. And in this crazy time that we're all still muddling through, it gives that tradition, that meet and greet with Santa that maybe they're not going to get at the mall this year. They can do it from the safety of their own home online. And the best part is, Chaz, they can bring in aunts, uncles, grandparents, cousins, brothers and sisters from all over the world. So it's like a giant Zoom call.
This is better.
Say. It's awesome.
It's better.
It's a giant, it's a Zoom call.
Who wants to go to the mall and spend 3 hours waiting to get on this guy's lap?
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
Well, and you know what's happened? Santa learns everything about the kid. So when so it's an elf guided tour, right? So it starts out with you feel like you're on the back of a sleigh. You get flown to the North Pole, so through these wintry streets and, you know, forest trees, and all of a sudden then you land in the North Pole. The reindeer are taking you there. You get out, and then you're greeted by Pickles the Elf, and she takes you to the toy room.
How does she get that name?
Pickles the Elf.
Yeah.
You'd have to.
She's a big deal.
All right. Just one.
She's a deal. She's a big deal.
Yes.
Big deal, but also just a little sour.
Right. 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 We're not cooking around here.
You get a tour of the toy factory, the reindeer stables, the mail room. Mrs. Claus is there baking cookies, and then all of a sudden, there's the big guy, and he's talking one-on-one to your kid. So you're sharing this now with.
That's unbelievable.
You know, your grandparents in Miami, or your cousin in London, or your uncle in Phoenix. I mean, everybody is now on the Zoom call watching, call it Little AJ, God forbid. But Little
no.
AJ.
Oh, no, we have to do one.
Little AJ.
All right. Jim, I know you're going to donate five for the first 500 people who call and donate $100. So, Ashley, keep an eye out starting right now. The first people that donate 100 or more will get one of these experiences. Jim, if we can get a six for AJ, and we'll record it and then play it.
You, I'm telling you, you should. Yes, definitely. Absolutely.
All right, you're the man.
If I give you the experience for AJ, he can act. You can film it. They'll give you a clip. That's the other best part about this thing. At the end of the kid's experience, you get it as a keepsake. You get the whole video.
They call it evidence.
Share.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Got one already.
It's called evidence.
Okay, so who is it?
YouTube page. No, it's really a remarkable thing. Listen, I would never get involved with anything. I've worked with the best of the best, Jimmy Coplick, for all these years, right? I only kind of partner with people that do great work. And this thing is, in this time of year, with kids just not having the Christmas that you and I had, let's say, let's try to at least do as much as we can to keep this kind of stuff going, you know?
Well, so I love it. And all right, so we have people calling or donating now. We'll get that list to you. First $500 or more gets this experience. This sounds insane. Then AJ's going to do one, and we'll record it and play it back.
Oh.
Jim, thanks so much for this. We appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, thank you. You too.
You too. Send me the links. Jim Bozzi, the Santa Experience. That sounds better than a mall.
Oh, yeah, much better.
Right?
Yep. In this day and age.
Well, any day. What
that
day
too.
Do you want to stand in line with 300 screaming kids in the mall for 5 hours to get a picture?
That'd be the 12th and never.
This is a video experience
yes.
out of your house.
Right.
With family zoomed in.
Beautiful.
Wow. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, this is a lot more personal.
So, Ashley, who donated? Who was that first person?
Mary from Branford, $100.
All right, she gets that. She doesn't get the song. She
Thank
doesn't
you.
Want the song.
No, really?
She wants the experience.
Seriously?
She got it. So, four more to go.
I'm
on
sounding
one.
Good today. Fine.
Hugh Keefe and Tara Knight, super attorneys, are on. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're honored to be on.
Well,
this is
thank
so
you.
Nice of you to do.
Well, we're not really doing anything.
No, we're sitting here.
It's people like you guys.
Well, I'm standing here.
Who donate that make the difference, and I wanted to
Wait,
thank
who,
you guys.
Did Hugh donate? Hugh tends to be a little frugal.
Yes,
did
he did.
Donate?
Oh, no.
Talking about? By yep. the way, that interview with Mr. Rossi was classic. It should be recorded. I kept waiting for him to write a check. Didn't hear that.
You didn't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank
did you.
Did you
actually write a check here?
He did.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I saw
oh,
it.
That's amazing.
I saw
Lawyers
it.
Lawyers are very generous.
thank
I saw
you.
It. I opened the envelope with everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it. It's in my hand.
Tell everybody what you got me for Christmas last year, Hugh.
Uh-oh.
You're still wearing it.
No. Hugh gave me an IOU and a card.
An
you
IOU?
Know, one of these. Yeah, one of these. Hey, we'll go on vacation next year.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no? That's a great gift.
Are you kidding me?
I've got some satisfaction.
I'm noticing
this guy will bring you anywhere you want to go in the world. That's not a great gift.
It's limited to this year, though.
It was limited.
Yeah, it was 2020. Everything was canceled.
Limited to the year 2020.
Wow, yeah. I think you can sue him. You can counter-sue him.
How did Hugh know back in December of 2019 that he could give an IOU and not have to pay on it?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
He knew
good.
Something.
Really
he knew
romantic.
Something.
Yeah.
He's still paying the price for it, believe me.
No comment. I get in trouble.
So he knows when to plead the fifth.
No, Hugh sent the check in and... thank you very much for that. You know, today is that day where if you donate $100 or more, you get a song.
You still want to do that?
Yeah.
You should have donated 99.99. Oh, and that happened.
Somebody else did, yes.
We did have one of those.
Yes, we did. Oh. Yep. They're just a shifty. Take the F out.
Hugh and Tara made a donation. I saw the check. I saw the check in my hands now. In my hands now. Dan gave it away. They gave a donation to our toy drive.
No,
you and Tara. You and Tara. You and Tara. The lawsuit. What?
Unbelievable.
You're like, shut up.
You're going to have to up the ante there. Unless, what was it? Was it $100 bar?
Yes. Get up the ante.
I think we need to increase the amount.
No, you sent a very nice donation.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, we
very
thank
nice.
You guys for that.
Yep.
Wow, you're welcome.
You're doing God's work.
Actually, God had nothing to do with it.
Is he talking to us?
God's like, get away from me.
You talking to me? Yeah. No, it's really impressive. It's just such a weird time, so...
Well, people need it more this year. We need more of us need help, and
right.
there are less of us that can give it. So
it's crucial here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we look forward to coming and seeing you guys next year after the vaccine, which I hope you're all going to get. And we can.
You hope you're all going to get the vaccine. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're doing shots. We're doing shots. Yeah.
No, the shot, the vaccine, not the shot.
I know. I meant that.
I'll do both.
I meant that, yeah.
Right.
More fun this way.
Yeah,
more fun this way.
Well, you guys have a great holiday season. Thank you so much for the donation.
Right. No more IOUs. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Tell Hugh.
Good luck, guys. Thank
All
you.
Right.
For,
thank you.
Soon.
It's IOHugh. Right.
Hugh Keefe.
The Hugh Keefes.
And Tara Knight. Right. Hugh gives his wife an IOU. He gives us a check.
Right. Yeah. He's good. He's good.
He knows what he's doing.
Yep.
All right. What else do you have on the donation board there, Ashley?
Well, we didn't get to Donna. Donna from Watertown donated $100.
Donna.
Wait. When did
Donna.
She just did she just give it?
No, that was right before.
Okay.
So right before Bozzy's offer, unfortunately.
Donna from Watertown, from Watertown, from
She's
Watertown.
Donna.
Donna, $100, $100 from Donna from Watertown. It's Donna. Give us $100. Now I'm singing. And you suffer. And you suffer. Okay, good.
Never heard anyone so angry while singing thank you.
Right.
Keep it up, Goose Boy. Give me a song about you in a second.
The donations for the Bozzy's offer have been filled, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, already?
Beautiful.
Already. Wow. They're all filled. They're done.
Bing, bang, boom.
We got to put that deal that he was talking about as a link on the website, because people, that sounds great.
It sounds cool. Yeah,
like,
it does,
I want to do that. I think that, you know, you don't have to be a kid to do that one.
Of course not.
Would that be hysterical? You have some friends over, you know, whoever's in your, you know,
your
small
bubble.
Your small little group,
your bubble.
Bubble.
Yeah.
Just break out the drinks and then let's go.
Right. Going for a sleigh ride.
Very excited to have this guy on the phone right now. Very good friend of the program and this radio station, Elliot, who's president of Jordan's Furniture. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
How you doing?
Hello.
Good, thank you.
Another great year to help out some great kids.
Yes. Now more than ever, we have more kids who need our help and less folks who are able to give that help. So, tough year. But I want you to hear a couple of things as, you know, and this is thanks to this whole network of beautiful people we've assembled over the years.
Yep.
And Jordan's Furniture is great. And by the way, you can go to Jordan's Furniture all week this week.
Yeah.
And the street team will be there from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day. And one of us will be there each day as well.
Yep.
I'll be there Thursday lunchtime. So please come on by and drop off new unwrapped toys. But I just want you to hear some of what's coming in over the phones and on the website right now in terms of donations. Ashley?
Well, Nicole from Seymour donated $150.
Covered that one.
Yep.
Yeah, the site is not updated yet, so.
All right. Why don't you go over some of the auctions you were telling me about during the commercials?
Sure. Well, we have a $1,000 bid now for the Jimmy Koplik experience.
Nice.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Unreal. $1,000.
All
right. Very good. Ellie, we can't thank you enough for hosting us there.
Oh, are you kidding? Thank you for doing this. Listen, you don't get enough thank yous because all the wonderful kids that are going to get all these toys and be treated to something special this year, hopefully, they don't get a chance to thank you personally. So you guys are making it happen. So I want to thank you for doing this. This is great. We just love being part of it. It's awesome.
We love having you.
Well, I miss being there. That's my favorite place of all the years we've done the toy drive. That is my absolute favorite place.
Yep. It really is.
Well, it is a fun store. I mean, there's no question about it. We've been a little stymied this year with the virus and how many people we can put in the building and so forth, which has affected its ropes course a little bit and some of our food venues and so forth. But we're doing the best we can like we all are, and we'll get through this. There seems to be a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel right now.
That's the nice part about this is that I was talking to someone about it. It was, you know, May or June where we didn't even know where the bottom was.
Yeah.
Like things just kept getting worse.
Right.
At least now there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly.
But that's, you know, having the toy drive at Jordan's Furniture, you know, as soon as you walk in, there's nothing like the smell of brand new furniture.
Oh, my God.
I love that smell. As soon as you walk in, you smell that smell. You're like, oh, this is, and then you're walking through, oh, look, that looks good. And then Jennifer will, at the end of the experience, say, you know, did you see that piece? Did you see that piece? So the toy drive always cost me a little bit of money, which is fine.
Yes.
But then
it's quality furniture.
I know she was looking at all the bars.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And the pool tables, stuff like that. Yes, yes.
Bars and pool tables.
Right, got to have it.
Right,
right.
And then that ropes course that
I love it.
You know, having a band back there and just a party and you got pizza going and it's just a great experience. And then you look up and there's Santa flying across on a
Elvis.
Right,
on a
Elvis,
rope swing. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
It feels like a concert venue back there.
It does.
I mean, everyone top to bottom on the staff, whether it's Elliot or the guy doing the lights, like everybody just puts so much energy into making that event happen.
Yeah, it is a great event. And, you know, sometimes you lose track because things right in your own backyard, you don't realize what you have. But you realize that that is the largest indoor ropes course in the whole world in New Haven, Connecticut, with four zip lines over 200 feet long. I mean, where else could you have something like so crazy as that? And you got it in New Haven.
It's funny how when we're there doing the toy drive, you know, some folks go back there that maybe haven't been back there yet, and you can see them walk in and look up and look around and say,
oh my God,
what is this? Yeah. I didn't know this was here.
Oh, yeah, it really grabs you.
Yeah.
Well, it's the funniest thing. We have cameras, and many times I'll go on the cameras just to see what's going on. And we have a camera that's sort of at the entrance when you walk into the IT room. And it's almost every person does exactly the same thing. They're usually standing with somebody. They walk in, and they stop. And then they just stand there, and they look left and right and up and around. They don't move. Then the next thing they do, what do you think the next thing they do is?
Half the ropes course.
No, they stand there and they point. And they start pointing to the whoever they're with. And they go, oh, look at that up there. And, oh, look at this there. They all point. It's the funniest thing. I mean, you can stand there. You can watch on weekends, like, for hours. And everybody does the same thing. And then they're trying to have this puzzled face, like, what is this? And what's it doing here? And what is it?
That's the beauty of that place.
Yeah.
And when you walk in, it's just, oh, wow. I've been in there, you know, 100 times. I still walk in there and say, oh, wow.
Exactly.
Right. And the water show is going to the music, and people are ziplining through the water and getting wet. I mean, it's kind of a happening. It's a fun place.
Yeah.
It reminds me of when Yankee Stadium opened, the beautiful Yankee Stadium, and I went to the Yankees game. They were playing the Red Sox. And you can see the Boston fans walking in, and they're looking around at this shrine to baseball and all of the greats. Yeah. And you can see the Boston fans saying, I hate the Yankees.
And that just... Oh.
But wait a minute. You can go to Fenway Park and see real history.
That's right. That's right. There's nothing like Fenway.
There's the counterpoint, yes.
Yeah. Well, thanks to you, a lot of kids are going to have a great holiday season. We really appreciate it, Elliot.
Yes, thank you.
Listen, it's so important that everybody go buy something and get something and bring it in for our kids. I mean, there's so much need out there this year, more than ever before. And, you know, they always say when the tough get tougher, it's everybody has to get tougher. And that's what this is all about right now.
Oh, I like that one.
When things get tough, the tough get tougher, and that's what you have to do. And that's you buckle down and you do it. And so now is the time, whether it be small items or big items, whatever you can afford to do, bring it in, and we'll gladly take everything that everybody has.
You got a good crew there too at that store, by the way.
Very
the New Haven crew. Mm-hmm.
Our whole company is that way.
Yeah.
Our average employee has been with us over 10 years. Most people are 20 and 30 years. I mean, it's a family.
Says everything you need to know then.
Yep.
It's a team.
Elliot, thank you so much for your support. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for doing it. And we'll talk soon, okay?
All right.
Hope to see you soon.
Yeah, we'll be at your place. I'm going to be looking at some couches.
Oh, to be honest with you, right now I'm isolated because my son got the virus and I was with him. So I'm stuck at home right now.
Bummer. Well, sorry to hear that.
But he's doing much better. He's fine.
Yeah, stay safe.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, it's a scary time.
Well,
it really is.
Lunchtime all week. Look on your cameras.
Right.
We'll be there and we'll be waving to you.
Exactly, right. I'm there tomorrow. I'll wave tomorrow.
Looking up and pointing.
We'll be looking up and pointing. Yeah.
Right. No problem.
Elliot, President of Jordan's Furniture, thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.